Thanks so much for being aboard. Well, China expresses concern over the U.S. comments on North Korea's denuclearization process. China's foreign ministry slammed the U.S. president's comments about Pyongyang as irresponsible. He noted that Beijing would continue to play a positive role towards denuclearization on the Korean peninsula. Well, the denouncement comes after Donald Trump asked U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to postpone his trip to North Korea due to insufficient progress on the denuclearization process. He also accused China of not helping with the process. North Korea brands Washington's demand for complete denuclearization without any reciprocal action as a gangster-like request. Well, crossing over to Norway, joined by Mr. John Stepling, author and commentator. Thanks so much for being with us. What do you make of all of this? I mean, on the one hand, Trump said he wanted to continue talks and Pompeo was supposed to go. And then we see a U-turn being made by Donald Trump. What do you think all of this is about?
Donald Trump making U-turns is hardly surprising, I suppose, firstly. I think you have to understand that in context here, that the U.S. has been demonizing North Korea for 45 years. And the popular perception of North Korea as this pariah state, malnourished population, imprisoned in this horrible, dictatorship and so forth is purely propaganda. I mean, when you talk to people that have been to North Korea, they paint a very different picture. And the North Koreans are a people that have an extraordinary sense of national duty to their country. Their achievements are actually rather remarkable. So all the rhetoric coming out of Washington is in the service of what I think probably they would like to see as some kind of coup d'etat in North Korea, so they could open it up to Western capital and it would become a giant t-shirt factory in the north end of the Korean Peninsula. China's role is a little more enigmatic, I think, and one suspects that all of this rhetoric aside, because that's really all it is, masks the fact that there have been a lot of, behind the scenes talks, and China may be the one that will usher in Western capital in conjunction with South Korea. Who knows? North Korea is not in an enviable position right now, and it is unfortunate, as I say, that the rhetoric, even from many leftists in the West, is so xenophobic, so orientalist, and when it should be in solidarity with the North Koreans. But I think that there are two final points. One is that Mike Pompeo and many of the people in the Trump administration are Christian evangelicals, dominionists, and these people are perhaps less rational than you and I are. And then you have John Bolton, who is constantly referring to the Libyan model. I mean, his eyes positively dance with delight when he mentions the mm-hmm. Libyan model, and that he would like to usher this in North Korea. Bolton is a loose cannon. But the other thing is that the U.S. Under Trump is in the middle of this trade war with China, and that how that factors into this is actually very hard to tell. And it's always hard to tell because what Trump says is not terribly reliable. And then the other people involved, Mattis and Pompeo, John Bolton, contradict each other in mm-hmm. regards to what they want to do with North Korea. So it remains to be seen, but, why North Korea can't have nukes, but, Pakistan, India, Israel, all these other countries can, but Iran and North Korea and the official enemies list can't, that's a question for another day, I suppose.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us out of Norway, John Stepling, author and commentator.